Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On the 27th of January, 2023, while praying, I sought the Lord and asked Him if there was any message that He wanted to give me to share, and I sure enough received one. It's a very sobering, urgent, alert message that the Lord gave me. And at the very end of the message, while I was getting up, I thought it was finished, and then I heard more from the Lord. And He told me to share this, to not wait, to go ahead and share this. This was to be my next video. And I heard that very strongly, brothers and sisters. And rarely when I receive a message while praying do I hear that. It's only happened a few times. So I'm going to be obedient, and this is my next message. Please take it to the Lord for your own confirmation and for further understanding. And I pray that there's a huge part of this message which really blessed me as well. So it's not just a warning, but He showed me about the power of prayer, that His people are forgetting. They're forgetting the power of prayer. And so I'll go ahead and read. I'd rather just read it to you than share my own thoughts and opinions. So let's go ahead and get started. Wars continue to brew on many fronts. Wars and rumors of wars. The world stands at the edge of annihilation as humanity stands by and watches. They do not realize what dangerous games that are being played behind the scenes. They are playing with fire and death of many people. Their goal is onefold, greed and money. The root of all evil is money, and power corrupts. However, all their best plans will not come to fruition, for they must be filtered through God's perfect will and timing. He is ultimately in control, as the world will see very soon. Many who are atheists will gasp at what is taking place and will fall down on their knees to acknowledge that there is a God in the universe who controls the times and seasons. There will be repentance in the land as many wake up to the evil one's true agenda and the wickedness that now abounds. As evil continues to take center stage, it will be laid bare and exposed. Its disgusting internal makings will cause many to turn away and seek God. Pray for this great outpouring of my spirit to come during this time. As times get wickeder and wickeder, so does my light shine brighter and brighter. The darkness will not extinguish the light, though it tries. It only takes that spark to light a fire. Be that spark. Be a spark of truth, of righteousness, of justice, and of goodness. Pray against the plans of the wicked, that they would not advance but be snuffed out. Pray against the spirit of Haman, and that they would fall into their own nets that were meant for my people. I want to stop there. The spirit of Haman. Okay, Haman is in the book of Esther. You can go and read that story about what happened, how Haman would destroy all the Jewish people. And this is what happens. I'm going to read Esther 9:25. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letter that this wicked plot, which Haman had devised against the Jews, should return on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Back to the message. Remember, prayer is the greatest force and defense in these last days. I'm going to say it again. Remember, prayer is the greatest force and defense in these last days. And then, brothers and sisters, I saw, when the Lord gave me that, I then saw what looked like a temperature gauge, like you have outside where it has the red markings and where it gets high or low according to the temperature. However, this was a prayer gauge. How cool is that? It was a prayer gauge that the Lord showed me. And at first I looked and I saw that the red part was very low on the gauge, which meant there were very few prayers. And then I saw it surge up to the very top, which meant that there were many prayers from the saints. And after I saw that, I heard this. I heard when the prayers go up, things are held back or delayed because of God's mercy. However, with little prayer comes the floodgates of deserved judgment. I'll say it again. However, with little prayer comes the floodgates of deserved judgment. Prayer and repentance is needed. And then I heard 1 Corinthians 7:14, which says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. The Lord is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His character has not changed, nor his ways. You will find him when you look for him with all your heart. Do not trust what you see, for it is a delusion set up by the enemy and his followers. Then I heard false flag. A false flag is coming. It is not what it looks like. Once again, the whole world will be deceived. Those who put their trust in men will be the ones who are deceived the most. They do not understand that there is a great foe against them who is a liar. Unfortunately, they see him not. Therefore, they walk in utter darkness. If you seek me, I will reveal the lies and deceptions that are surrounding you so you can walk in truth and light. I will answer those who seek me with their whole minds, hearts, and souls. This is when I am found. All other attempts are futile and will not bring in a harvest. And you can read about seeking the Lord with your whole heart, soul, and mind. Think about that, brothers and sisters. Just think about seeking the Lord with all your being. Are you all doing that? That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to seek the Lord with all of our being. And you can read about that in Deuteronomy 4:29 and Jeremiah 29:13. Get ready for what is coming at the hand of man. That was the next thing I heard. Get ready for what is coming at the hand of man. It is smoke and mirrors, deception and lies. Use discernment that I give you so you will know the truth. Pray accordingly. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And that's Ephesians 6:12. It's all about discernment and praying according to the discernment that I give you. Rise up, prayer warriors. Let your voice be heard on high. Go into your prayer closet and pray today and hold back the forces of evil with prayer. And it was signed the Lord Jesus. All right, brothers and sisters. Well, I think this message pretty much explains it all pretty clearly. Let's continue to flood the gates of heaven with our prayers right now, because we know that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective.